picture is getting a little sharper in terms of how coronavirus is impacting America's economy. And that's where we start today's edition of CNN 10. I'm Carl Azuz. Since the summer of 2009, when the Great Recession came to an end, the United States' gross domestic product had grown in every quarter, every three-month period of the financial calendar. It was America's longest economic expansion in history, but now, according to many economists, it's over. The U.S. Commerce Department said Wednesday that gross domestic product fell by 4.8% in the first quarter of this year. That's its worst drop since the country was in the midst of the Great Recession in 2008, and it's because of all the closures, shutdowns, and especially the drop in consumer spending brought on by the coronavirus. Consumer spending is the biggest factor in America's GDP. Recession is generally defined as when GDP shrinks for two quarters in a row, and economists increasingly believe that one started last month. There's more data on the way. The U.S. government's monthly jobs report is set to come out tomorrow. It'll give estimates on the number of jobs lost and the unemployment rate, the percentage of American workers who don't have a job. But this is a unique situation. It was brought on by sudden shocks of businesses closing and people staying home. So it's hard to say how quickly the economy will recover after coronavirus fears have passed or what it will look like when it does.